Good morning and welcome to Localiza Rent-A-Car conference call for the third quarter results of 2018. Hosting the event today are Mr. Mauricio Teixeira, CFO, and Mrs. Nora Lanari, Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform that the numbers in this presentation are stated in millions of Brazilian reais and based on IFRS. All participants will only be able to listen to the conference call during the company's presentation, and it will be recorded. Immediately afterwards, we will start the Q&A session for analysts and investors when further instructions will be provided. If anyone requires assistance during the conference call, please request help from the operator by pressing star zero. The conference call audio and the accompanying slide presentation are being broadcasted simultaneously over the Internet at www.localiza.com/IR. The slide presentation can be downloaded at the same address by clicking on the banner 3Q18 and 9M18 webcast. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements made in this conference call concerning the business outlook of the company, forecasts, as well as operating and financial targets represent the opinions and assumptions of the company's management, which may or may not occur. Investors must comprehend that economic conditions and other operating factors may affect the company's future and may lead to materially different results from those stated in this call. To start the third quarter of 2018 teleconference, I would like to turn over to the CFO, Mauricio Teixeira. Good morning, and thank you for your presence. Localiza continued to show strong growth this quarter and also achieved an EBITDA margin expansion in car rental and freight rental. We exceeded the mark of 220,000 cars in the fleet, and in Seminovos hit record sales volume, selling more than 30,000 cars in this quarter. In September, we issued 1 billion reais in local bonds in our 14th issuance, being 800 million in the 8-year tenure series, which shows our funding capacity at differentiated costs and tenure. Even in a quarter of strong growth, the lever ratios remain stable in relation to the last quarter. Another highlight was the appointment of Paulo Veras as an independent board member. Paulo brings additional skills to Localiza's management in respect to mobility and innovation. The operating environment remains positive, and we continue investing in technology, people, and new products to capture market opportunities for mobility. This shows our confidence in the market potential and our growth capacity with value generation. I would like to take this opportunity and thank our analysts and investors and their trust who voted for Localiza at the Institutional Investors Award. This year, we won first place in all categories of the transportation industry. After the introduction, let's move on to our webcast with the third quarter highlight. On page 2 of the presentation, we can see the operational highlight. We continue to present solid results with a strong growth pace. It's worth noting that 3Q17 brings a more challenging comparison basis since we had already incorporated Hertz in September and we grew the fleet organically in over 25,000 cars in that period. And still, in 3Q18, RAC demonstrated strong growth once again with a 30% increase in the average rented fleet year over year. In fleet rental, we also had a significant performance in terms of growth, with a volume increase of approximately 21% year over year. Seminovos closed the quarter with record sales and over 30,000 cars sold, showing an increase of 26% year over year. Our fleet at the end of the period has reached the mark of 220,000 cars with a growth in RAC, fleet rental, and franchising. On slide 3, we can see the quarter's financial highlights. In comparison to the same period last year, net revenues grew close to 33%, with an EBITDA growing 19%, EBIT increase of 14%, and net income of about 15%. To give you more details of third quarter results, I would like to hand over to our Investor Relations Director, Mrs. Nora Lenari. Good afternoon to all, and thank you for attending. To give you a little more detail about the results of the quarter, I would like to start with the car rental division. As you can see on page 4, in the third quarter, the company continued the growth pace year over year, and revenues grew strongly, 34.9%, as a result of a 36% growth in the average rented fleet. On slide 5, we notice that the average rack daily rates of 72.5 reais dropped 2.2% in through Q18 year over year, impacted by the stronger mix in lower rental rate segments and the competitive landscape. This was the lowest year-over-year decline over the past 2 years and reflects a slowdown in the average rental rate drop compared with previous quarters. Compared to 2Q18, the quarter impacted by the truck driver strike, the average rental rate increased 4.3% and the utilization rate increased by 4.1 percentage points due to efficient asset management and strong rental demand. On page 6, we show that the own agency network was expanded by 11 new locations compared to the end of 2017, of which 5 were formerly operated by franchisees. The decrease in the number of franchise locations abroad is due to adjustment in the network of franchisees in Argentina and Chile. Moving to slide 7, in the fleet rental division, the growth pace remained accelerated in the last quarter, with the average rented fleet increasing 20.6% and net revenues increasing by 15.3%. Here, the rental rate is down 6%, mainly reflecting the pricing of new contracts in a context of lower interest rates. Moving on to slide 8, we show the change in the fleet size for the period. We bought 44,464 cars and sold 30,084 cars. The strong rental volume in 3Q18 demanded an increase in the fleet. In addition, the addition of cars in the third quarter of last year resulted in a greater decommissioning in sales of cars in this quarter, demonstrating the company's selling capacity. The result was a fleet increase of 14,380 cars and a net investment of 745.6 million reais in 3Q18. On slide 9, we show the Seminovos network, which reached the mark of 30,000 cars sold in 3Q18. We closed the quarter with 101 points of sale. In the quarter, the number of cars sold grew 25.7%, and the average price of cars increased 7.5% in the car rental division and 6% in the fleet rental division. Selling operating expenses remained stable at 6.8% in relation to net sales when compared with 3Q17. New points of sale will be open to support the future needs for renewal of the company's fleet. On slide 10, we show the end-of-period fleet, which reached 222,177 cars, highlighting the car rental division, which grew 23%. Moving on to page 11, we see a consolidated net revenues growth of 32.6% compared with the third quarter of 2017. With rental revenue growing 29.2%. In Seminovos, the increase was 35.2% due to a 25.7% increase in sales volume and an increase in the average price of cars sold in both business divisions. Moving on to page 12, The consolidated EBITDA gained 19.2% as a result of the growth in the company's business division. The RAC EBITDA margin increased 2.9 percentage points year over year due to the operational excellence that enables gains of scale. Fleet rental gained 3.3 basis points in margin due to a better cost management, expenses, and lower fleet age. Seminovas had a margin of 2.1%, which reflects the reduction of the depreciation of RAC cars that has been occurring for the last 4 months, causing the book value of the cars sold to be closer to the car sales price. On page 3, we can see that in RAC, the average annualized depreciation for 9 months of 2018 was 946 reais per car, down 30% compared to 9M17 due to the increase in the average price of cars sold and the higher efficiency of the company in the purchase and sale of its assets. However, if we compare 3Q18 with 3Q17, depreciation increased 6.8% despite the increase in scale and efficient management of operational costs of Seminovos. That's resulting from a higher price of new cars. In fleet rental, we see an increase in the level of depreciation to 3,476 reais in the 9 months of 18. This number reflects the lower increases in new car prices and a higher depreciation by the use of the SOID method, as the average age of the fleet dropped from 17.5 to 14.5 months in this quarter and 18.6 months to 15.2 months in the 9 months of 2018. On page 14, the consolidated EBIT for 3Q18 achieved 300 million reais, accounting for 13.9% growth year over year due to the 19.2% EBITDA increase, offset by a 39.9% increase in the depreciation line. The 3Q18 EBIT margin in the car rental division was 29.8%, representing a decrease of 4.6 percentage points year over year. In the fleet rental division, the EBITDA margin was 50.4%, a reduction of 2.7 percentage points year over year. The lower EBIT margin reflects higher car depreciation despite the higher EBITDA. The decrease in the interest rate allows a lower EBIT margin, maintaining the spread ROIC KD over a greater base of capital, resulting in an increase of the company's value generation at healthy levels. The net income for the second quarter on page 15 increased 14.6% year over year, primarily due to an increase of 63.9 million reais in EBITDA, partially offset by the increase of 27.3 million in depreciation, 4.4 million increase in net financial expenses, and 11.8 million in income tax due to a higher taxable income and an increase in the effective income tax and social contribution rate. On slide 16, we demonstrate the cash generation of 826.8 million reais before the fleet growth in the 9 months of 2018. In 3Q18, the company continued to take advantage of its strong cash position and reducing its carrying cost, reducing discounts on credit card receivables, and taking advantage of opportunities to advance accounts payable to suppliers. In the year to date, the net effect of these measures totals 288 million reais of impact on the company's working capital, highlighted in the next to last free cash flow line, and results in a reduction in net financial expenses. As you can see on page 17, the invest adjustment of 1 billion reais in growth impacted the net debt, which closed the quarter at 4.8 billion reais with an increase of 23%. You'll see on page 18 that in this quarter, despite the debt increase, the net debt EBITDA ratio rose 0.2 percentage points if compared to the end of 2017. However, it remained stable when compared to 2Q18 at 3.1 times, a healthy level considering the company's growth rate as well as the covenants, which are 4 times. We understand that the current leverage ratio is at a comfortable level given the flexibility of our asset, the strong cash position, and the term of our debt shown on slide 19, and considering the current interest rate. On September 30th, 2018, the cash position for Localiza was 2.7 billion reais after raising 1 billion with the local bonds issuance in two series, one of 200 million with final maturity in 5 years and 4 months and a rate of 107.9% of the CDI, and the second of 800 million reais with the maturity in 8 years and rate of 112.3% of the CDI. Localiza's financial strength and operational excellence ensured flexibility in debt management with the goal of reducing average cost and increasing the duration of consolidated debt. Finally, I would like to pass over again to Mauricio for his closing remarks. Thank you, Nora. To conclude, I would like to highlight the evolution of the ROIC spread versus the cost of debt, which can be observed on page 20. In 9 months year-to-date of 2018, we maintain a spread similar to last year's level with a much higher invested capital base, resulting in a higher value generation for our shareholders. This is the goal that we will always pursue, continue to enchant our customers while we maintain operating excellence, and thus we can grow with value generation. We're now open to answer your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. To take your question off the queue, press star 2. The first question is from Alexandre Falcão from HSBC. Good morning, Mauricio. Good morning, Nora. I have 2 questions. The first one is about growth perspectives for next year. So doing just rough math, you had a growth based 20 to 25%, be close to the covenants, and officially it would be consideration for an equity offer. Now that you're budgeting and clearly your competitors listed decide to grow less, given they would have to look for funding, that means you're not going to have such a benign competitive environment as you did this year. So I'd love to know what are your thoughts and the board's thoughts about this topic. Good morning, Falcão. Well, we're working on next year's budget. We still don't have a close scenario, but we do see a market with a huge growth potential, and growth is our priority. Growth with value generation, of course. So we're studying all our options and having an excellent capital structure to capture that, and considering the investment level that we have currently in Brazil and long tenures, we're comfortable in growing that way. But we're always studying and assessing different scenarios and the options that we have to capture the growth. And in the we prefer to be an optimal structure, lower cost, and prioritizing growth with value generation. That's our main focus. So growth is the main focus. Okay. In relation to car depreciation, my second question now, I'd like to understand how much of that is an actual adjustment of what you see in car sale prices, and how much did you have to sell outside the network being sold by third parties? And since you had record sales in vehicles, would the number of branches be able to bear that, or would you have to increase the amount of points of sale? Thank you, Falcone, for your question. As you know, and you know the company well, our business has to consider depreciation and the Seminovos margin together. Those two indicators are related. And not just their current situation, but also what happened in the past and where they're at today. If during we use the car too much, it'll have a lower value and a Seminovos margin higher. If we depreciate it too little, it's going to have a lower margin and be negative, and we really want that. We don't want that to happen. So we have to balance out those two factors to have a slightly positive margin. In RAC, we've been reducing depreciation in the past 12 months, and that is reflected now in the Seminovos margin of approximately 2% in the consolidated. The depreciation, or the lower margin, should already have happened in the first half year, but the inflation of new cars offset that, so the margin is a bit stronger. But we've been saying this for a while now, and so has Roberto, that we have a target Seminovos margin from 2 to 3%, but the inflation of cars enabled the margin to be higher in the fast quarters, even with lower depreciation. So what we see now as the inflation for new cars isn't as strong, and we achieve the objective that we were already informing. So there were no real changes or a higher or more aggressiveness or price reduction. We sold the volume that we had to sell so we can renew our fleet. And what happened is, as we didn't piggyback on the inflation for Seminovos, so we can't forget that we're already depreciating less in the last four quarters, and now it's time to sell a car at a value that's much closer to the book value. In relation to the number of POSs we have to open, there are ways to sell. We don't have to open necessarily. We can sell without growing the brick-and-mortar shops, but we have a roadmap for that in the middle of the year and next year. To add, if we consider the sale per store, the number increased considerably. We're talking about 100 cars per store at just some rough math, roughly. And that shows the company's efficiency in managing this company's sales channels. So we're going to take advantage of the best opportunities in selling through closed own channels and third parties. It's good to reiterate that in the first quarter, the sales volume was lower, and maybe that's why the assumption of a stronger price, but on the other hand, you have less dilution of fixed costs. Now the volumes are higher, and any price pressure could be offset by the reduction in the SG&A, and that's a bit of what we saw in the third quarter. So compared to the second, SG&A was close to 7.8% at the sales revenue level, and now went back to 6.8%. So it's worth stressing that the change in channel, or any type of change in channel, and then eventually higher sales to resales, may have higher discounts, but the costs are lower as well. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad sale. But obviously, the company's objective is sell as much as it can in its own sales channel to dilute our fixed cost framework. Thank you. Next question is from Rogerio Araujo from UBS. Hi, good morning to everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I have two. One's a follow-up on the one about the Seminovos. When we compare the price spread for car sale now compared to what you paid for it a year ago? It dropped a lot from the first half of the year to the third quarter. It's at 3% in the third quarter, and that's higher even when we compare to the historical period where the new car prices didn't go up. So my question is that stable? Is that the normal level? Can we consider a spread of how much you buy it for and then how much you sell it for? Is that the level that you expect looking moving forward? And on the same side, depreciation of 1,300 reais from now, is that the depreciation that considers an EBITDA margin of Seminovos, 2% for Seminovos? That's my first question. Thank you. Hi, Rogério. Thank you for your question. So my first disclaimer is, when you look at the mix that was bought exactly a year ago, there's some fluctuation of what we sold in that quarter, in fact. And if you remove the mix effect, we have a benefit of the prices of new cars that do help in the spread. But we always look at depreciation compared to the interest rate because it's a total cost of the car for Localiza. We've been more efficient in managing our purchases. We've been more efficient in diluting the fixed cost. Just so to give you some flavor, in car rental, the fixed cost in 2016 in SG&A was 8.9%. It went down to 7.4%, and now it's 7%. So when I do the same comparison for fleet, it was the same 8.9% to 7% in 2017, and now it's down to 6%. So we have a gain in efficiency as well. So the main point here is that when you compare the average sales period, there's a bit of a difference in the sales mix of what we're selling. So when we look at the base, especially for rent-a-car, we have an increase of the average price found of 12% increase. So the sales price increased in the consolidated close to 7.5% and bracket 7.5%. So we don't necessarily see, when I look at it car by car, a relevant worsening of the spread. But obviously that depends on new car inflation. And in the report, and you're teasing us in that, is that a new spread level? Should that lead to a depreciation of 2,000 for cars? No, that's not part of our scenario. But again, I don't have a benefit of a strong increase of new car prices, but we are more efficient in the purchase and sale of cars. Great, Nora, just a follow-up. The Seminovos margin, do you expect it close to 2% for the next quarters? That depends a lot on execution, Rogério. In RAC, it was close to 1.6 and fleet close to 5. Fleet is converging downwards, but we started to calibrate depreciation upwards. So that calibration will at some point start to reflect on the margin. We don't provide guidance on that, but we don't necessarily see margin deterioration in Seminovos moving forward. Perfect, very clear. Just a second question about RAC growth. We see it growing compared to what you were presenting. So could you talk about the niches that have been growing more, that have justified the speed up in growth, even when you have a seasonal adjustment? And what do you expect in terms of Uber growth perspectives in the next quarters? Thank you. In fact, Rogério, all segments except for replacement are growing strongly at two-digit figures. For replacement, we know that new car sales dropped, therefore the short cars also drop, and that's a lower universe for us to provide replacement. But besides replacement, all segments are growing strongly, not only daily, also monthly. Uber, as you mentioned, we see a huge potential for that market, but that doesn't explain our growth. We consistently growing in all segments, be it for individuals or corporates. To remind you as well, Rogerio, I think you're comparing the margin growth, but I'd like to remind you that we had an adjustment in the second quarter of this year that was impacted by the truck driver strike. So the volume is a bit under what we expected, and that helped in the comparison quarter over quarter. But even without the strike effect, the growth was stronger in margin than what we saw in the first or even the second quarter this year. Perfect. Very clear. Thank you for your answers. Next question is from Lucas Barbosa from Morgan Stanley. Good morning, Mauricio and Nora. Thank you for taking my question. My first question is about RAC growth. When we look at quarter over quarter, the RAC fleet in the period grew 7%, and average operating fleet grew 2%. My question is if that happened in relation to a mismatch in percentages in sale of vehicles, or if it, you're growing more in margin. You already mentioned that a bit, but should we expect more growth to the margin in the fourth quarter? Usually, yes, Lucas, because that's a peak period for us. So we start to buy cars and fill up the fleet so we can get ready for the peak in demand in the fourth quarter. And obviously the first quarter 19 as well. The peak of vacation period is December, January, and then Carnival, and then starts to become stable. Thank you. Second one is about the follow-up on RAC depreciation. So do you consider 1,300 reais level sustainable, or is that just to catch up depreciation once and for all? So in other words, if current conditions remain for the next year to deliver both 3% of margin dividend and semi-novos, would you maintain the depreciation level, or should it go down a little? Good question. Depreciation is our way to mark to market. So we're going to do that every time we see a variation in market trends. It is a level that seems okay, but once again, we're not going to mark too much upwards or downwards if necessary. We see a positive sales volume and also a good dilution of fixed costs, and car inflations are already reflected in that depreciation which we've booked. So I don't believe it's going to be much higher than that, so the trend should be to remain the same, maybe a little lower, but we will calibrate that according to market conditions. It's also worth noting that usually in the second half, the car makers start to launch the models for the following year, so it's usual to have this type of depreciation because you're starting to sell a car that has 1 year of use, and in the beginning of the year, you're selling the car for that year. So it's not atypical to have that adjustment, but the levels make sense. If we continue at those levels, we would have an annual average depreciation of RAC close to 1,000 reais, just a quick average, which is still 20% under average depreciation of last year. So that shows our efficiency in managing our assets. And then, Lucas, when we look at the depreciation in percentage of the asset, we're running at the best size in the company if you consider the track record for the last 3 years. Great, Nora, that helps a lot. Thank you very much and good morning. Next question is from Lucas Marchiori from Banco Safra. Good morning, Mauricio and Nora. I have two questions as well. You briefly talked about the strong margin expansion in RAC and fleet. And in the release, you broke that down a little. You talked about SG&A, but I'd like to hear some more about that improvement, where it's coming. Is it just fixed cost? Or I want to know if it's sustainable in both divisions, in RAC and fleet. The second question, just about RAC, the rates increased 4% quarter over quarter, so I'd like to know how much that is going back to the low level that you had in the second quarter to encourage because of the strike, or how much of that is the mix so we can understand how the rates are going to behave in the fourth quarter. Thank you. Thank you, Lucas, for your question. Relating to the margin increase, we know that in car rental, especially in RAC, we have gains in operational scale to be captured because the fixed cost is higher. So growing at the levels that we're growing, there's a natural dilution of fixed costs and expenses. We weren't seeing that as obvious before because we were investing in the company and processes and technologies and in best practices in order to gain more productivity for the future and be able to support the company's growth. So now we're reaping the fruits and the leverage ratio and all the improvements that we've been implementing in the past year. So we do have an increase in the margin, but we've also still been reinvesting a lot, we believe, at higher levels for the company in the future. So we're getting ready for that in advance, all the levels and infrastructure to bear that growth and make sure our clients remain satisfied as well as our productivity is important. In relation to the cost breakdown, in ITR, in note 21, it gives you more details. So the cost and expenses line had improvement. That means they grew under the growth of the fleet revenues and rented fleet. So in fact, we're starting to deliver certain leverage, operating leverage, but as Marisa said, we're still investing in improvements. And you'll see these improvements mainly in the third party lines because it's one of the few that increased in quarter over quarter figures. The next question about the RAC rates. It's fair because in the second quarter of this year, especially in June, we had to encourage the demand through price to resume volume after the truck driver strike. So I'd say that approximately 69.5 reais of average rate for the second quarter wouldn't have been at that level. They would probably be closer to 70. However, we saw that going to 70, going up to 72. So now we start to see a better pricing scenario. We've been able to capture the opportunities through the system and competitive intelligence. And the trend is still positive, but obviously that does depend on the competitive environment. For the fourth quarter, we have a certain comfort in saying that that rate increases a bit more because of the seasonality effect. So it's a mix effect. In quarter over quarter, it's very small. In the second quarter to the third quarter, it's more of a price effect. In the year over year, you have the mix effect. That's why the average rate year over year drops 2.2%. But so far with a positive trend. Thank you, Nora and Mauricio. Next question is from Bruno Amorim from Goldman Sachs. Hi, good morning. I have two questions. My first one is that I'd like to know if you have any evidences of a deterioration of the seminovos market as a consequence of new car prices not going up so strong. So the margin decreased a lot in the third quarter and coincided with the moment where the company started to sell more cars, 30,000 and an average of 20-something in the past quarter. So I'd like to know if that's a market trend and not something that specifically happened to Localiza, given that you had to increase the amount of sales substantially. And the second one, if we look at the ROIC for the company in the first 9 months and considering the amount that you reported for the first half, we can consider that ROIC was 12% in the third quarter, and next year it's implicit that the interest rates will increase 150 bps. So if the company is running at a ROIC of 12% next year with interest rates that could go up, we can see compression to the ROIC walk spread or the spread between the ROIC and the debt cost post X of 200 bps. I'd like to know if that makes sense given that you've been saying that those semi-no-fall margin levels and potentially ROIC is the new normal for the company, if the company understands that the spread compression is natural and acceptable. Thank you. Thank you, Bruno, for your question. About semi-novos, we don't see market deterioration. Obviously, the country's macroeconomic condition, the crisis, unemployment, lack of access to funding is a challenge for us, but we don't consider in the company that the market deteriorated. We just didn't have a price increase. We did in the past, but we don't see it deteriorate. It's the rate. And the fourth quarter, there's a rate that we have to sell to renew the fleet. And the bond, I don't see it as an increase of price. We don't see the deterioration. And we're included in the same macroeconomic environment as everyone, but I don't see deterioration. In relation to ROIC, in fact, we are paying attention to the interest rates. We're comfortable with the spread levels that we have, because it's stable compared to last year, with a capital base that's much higher and very strong growth, maintaining profitability. If we break down the ROIC per business segment, in fleet, we're already pricing new contracts with a higher ROIC, because we always consider the future interest rates according to contract tenure. So we're already capturing higher ROICs than the ROIC in the beginning of the year. So that's automatic. In fleet, the spread is following the interest rates and pushing the ROIC up. That's going to happen naturally. And we also see movements in the opposite direction, with ROICs from fleet dropping proportionally to the interest rates, and now it's going up again. It's already happening. In rental car, it's more dynamic. I can adjust the prices faster according to the competition or the market. So we manage that, because they're short-term contracts, and therefore I can make decisions when the interest rate actually goes up. Right now, it's an expectation. We're going to closely monitor that. If interest rates go up, we're going to assess if we're going to raise prices or not. So, and RAC is more of a tactical decision if they actually go up. Bruno, to help you with market evidences in that sense, the IBGE publishes a study for new car and used car inflation. So according to the IBGE, this year and last year, the new car inflation has been dropping. The best evidence that you have, probably, it doesn't reflect our evidences for a couple of reasons. The first one is that the IBGA price is public. There is a negotiation and the different market prices practice. So it doesn't reflect our mix either. It's for the market, and it doesn't really reflect on the cars that we are buying. So in the point of view of evidence, it's probably the best one we have, because now new car prices are going up at a smaller scale. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Vitor Mizuzaki from Bradesco BBI. Good afternoon. I have 2 questions. The first one, it's a follow-up about the RAC rates. Since you talked about the mix, I think Mauricio mentioned replacement and other segments grew at 2-digit levels. But when we look at the average rate and at 2%, that the segment would be pulling that rate downwards. Does that make sense? And the second one about fleet. My question is, for this strong growth that we see in fleet, are you somehow changing the strategy for this segment, closing shorter contracts instead of 2-3-year contracts? Hi, Victor. Thank you for your question. Your analysis does make sense in relation to price. The growth levels are at 2-digit levels, but they're different according to each segment. Victor, about fleet, There's no change in strategy for this segment. We're still pursuing good customers, good contracts, long-term relationship with these customers. We're not changing contracts or compressing our spread. We're maintaining our profitability, looking for long-term relationships with profitable customers. I'd also like to highlight, Victor, that our scale contributes towards our competitiveness in fleet. In the past, off the top of my mind, we added approximately 50,000 cars to the fleet, so we're more efficient in purchase and sales, and that's been helping our competitiveness in fleet, but we are not changing the strategy. It's still growth with profitability, and we're very cautious in fleet pricing because you're locked in 2 to 3 year contracts. So we're very wise in pricing fleet. Yes, pricing, considering future interest rates, and lock that to maintain the spread. That's what we want in these contracts. Great, thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1. I'd like to hand over to Mr. Mauricio Teixeira for his closing remarks. Thank you very much for attending, and our IR team are at your disposal for additional clarification. Have a great day. The Localiza conference call is now over. Thank you for your presence, and have a good day.